Zaman means time, an era of time, and how it is that we are in the stewardship of each other while we spend time here on earth. Well, it started as a result of my nursing career, and it started because I have a specialty in nursing. It's called clinical transcultural work, a clinical position where you marry transcultural theory and the model, and you bring it to the bedside. So while I was working, I was taking care of an Iraqi refugee family, and the baby was dying. I got the baby home on the ventilator with hospice, and then I went to visit the family, and there was nothing in the house. They had built the baby a crib out of a laundry basket, so the baby was dying in the laundry basket on clean, wet towels. I thought they were moving in, and that's why there was nothing, but that wasn't the case. They simply had nothing. Of course, I left that house and cried my eyes out and called my mom, and we rented a U-Haul truck with my children, and we emptied everything out of my house and her house just about to fill their home. And that was my first glimpse at like poverty alleviation.
I remember you sharing a story about doing this work like right out of your minivan and then slowly expanding to a warehouse now in Inkster. Tell me about what that journey means to you.
It runs a parallel with the resilience that the women that we take care of have, because I wasn't going to give up. And I didn't know how to run a nonprofit. I mean, I know how to be a nurse and a mom and the other many roles that women play. Just getting the work done, not thinking about an address, not caring if there was a building, not even caring if there was an organization, really just caring about the need. And so very grassroots for 15 years. And it just really built this incredible nucleus of good doers who were willing to volunteer their time and help out. And we did that until we had an office in 2010.
Tell me about your hands-on approach. You don't just hand out things to people, but you ask people what they need.
I believe in human dignity. If I could say to you, look, you could make a living, you could help yourself, or I can bring you food once a month, and you have kids, I mean, what's that going to feel like? You'd be like, no, let me help myself. I feel like giving a hand up is not just pulling that person and that family out of poverty, like, but it builds something inside that mom where she knows she has purpose and she has self-worth. That kind of dignity to me is, it's paramount. I think it's what sets the man apart and why the man has been so successful.
Talk to me about some of the vocational programs that you have.
Right now, we've created what we call the pathway out of poverty. From the time you get to the door, doors open, you begin with case management. That's going to be an evaluation of your basic needs. Then at that point, the next program is what we call BOOST, building ongoing opportunity through skills training. They're then immersed into English as a second language or a GED program, culinary arts or a sewing program, math, entrepreneurship, all those soft skills, resume building, everything that it takes to graduate them from what we call workforce readiness. We're getting ready for employment. And that's actually where we're breaking that cycle of poverty.
How would you say you took, you know, a grassroots organization and created it into an international brand?
Head down determination, very humbling. It's knowing what you don't know and looking for the answers. Like, I have a lot of humility. I'm very spiritual, and you know, I ask God for guidance. And while I'm asking God for guidance, if somebody has a class on how to run a nonprofit board, I'm going to take it. I think that has a lot to do with it. And of course, the entire team. The team at Zaman is incredible.
You talked about spirituality. You know, how does faith play a role in your work at Zaman?
It's everything. I don't wave a religious banner, but I believe in justice. And that's how my faith translates into Zaman. I believe in human equity. I believe God is fair and that God has given us all the resources as he placed us on this earth, enough food for everyone, enough of everything for everyone to survive. And so as stewards of one another, we're not fair to what God has given us. And I'm going to stand up for that.
You were named recently in 2019, one of the top 10 CNN heroes, and now one of the top 6 female Muslim thought leaders by Global Woman Magazine. What does that mean to you?
I feel honored, of course, but I also feel a sense of responsibility in how it is that we as Muslim women can not only open doors for Muslim women, But how can Muslim women influence the world?
What do you feel like is next for Zaman?
I am not going to stop until Zaman is a household word, just like Girl Scouts of America or the American Red Cross. From a public perspective, a policy perspective, I want Zaman to be on the floor at the Senate, battling for poverty alleviation in the United States, because I just don't think anyone should be hungry in America. If we can get the community, then we can get the nation, then we can get a bigger jump on the world.